Hey girlies, welcome back to the Practically Sisters podcast. And today we have a very special
guest.
I was going to say a very special episode. She's our guest. Why are you even piping up? This is my intro for
I'm
you.
Sorry.
As I was saying, this is a very special episode because we have a very special guest.
Thank you, thank you.
This is my childhood, long time best friend, sister.
Keep them coming.
That's all I've got.
All right, it wasn't enough. But some
of you guys probably already know her. She's called Roger. This is my bestie from a long time. And she's here to bring this podcast for you guys because this episode is all about friendships.
Yeah.
The good, the bad,
the ugly.
Yes, the messy. Exactly. So I feel like it was only right to start this episode off with a little bit about our relationship and our friendship. I mean, it is confusing because my actual sister is also called Roger.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot going on.
It does get confusing. But our friendship started a very long time ago. Like, we're talking two decades, 20 years ago. We've known each other for over 20 years. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's a lot.
Because I'm 25, so I've known you for most of my life, which is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell them the story about how we met?
I would if I could remember it properly.
Yeah, I know. We're just going to have to give them what we remember.
We met at some sort of event. Was it a wedding? Was it a Nowruz party?
Was it a concert?
We'll never know.
Yeah.
But we met, we clicked. Just instantly.
I mean, we were children.
Yeah.
So as much as children can really click. Do you know what I mean?
No, but I feel like it was something special.
Like we knew.
Yeah. And our parents knew. And then it just kind of, it just blossomed from there on. Honestly, can your memory remember? Because I can't fully remember.
No, I just remember us just from like my first memories of us is just sleepovers.
Yeah.
Spending time with each other. Yeah. Like we would do so many sleepovers. Yeah. And I think it kind of, like, it didn't, unintentionally, it brought our families very close together.
Yeah. They were very happy that we had found, because we were, like, we were Kurdish and they were,
immigrants,
like, in this new country and, you know, like, ooh, scary, making friends and, like, you know, scary.
Yeah.
So I think they found a lot of comfort in the fact that, like,
we found comfort in each other and we had each other, because it is really hard to feel like you can relate to people being Kurdish and coming from like immigrant families, like coming here, and you know, in Kurdistan everybody can relate to you.
Yeah. So and, like, we didn't fit the vibe. We did, but like you couldn't make friends here because you can't come knock on my door at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah, like,
and
come out.
Like, oh, like, is she coming out? Because my mom's gonna be like, no, she's not.
Yeah, absolutely not.
It's 6 p.m. So we just could do, but we could do everything together.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, like, mom, dad, like, I'm going to go do this. And they'd be like, are they coming? And they'd be
if one of us is going,
then everyone's going.
Then everyone's going.
And then we took it and we ran with it.
Yeah, literally. And I guess that's kind of how we maintained that friendship over the years, because our parents really advocated for the friendship.
Yeah.
So
we were forced.
I mean, we weren't really forced. It was literally the perfect recipe for a great foundation of a long-term relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
Because we had support from the parents and then we loved each other. And like beyond even being able to relate to each other, like, I guess, but you know what it is? I wouldn't even say that our personalities were the same because we were too young to have personalities.
Yeah.
I think our personalities are the same because we were so close that we just became like one.
One,
like everything, what we like. I mean, we do, obviously
growing
up, we differ. We're not the same person. But
we work.
Same humor.
Yeah.
You know, like same kind of, I guess, standpoints and values, morals, and morals and et cetera. Yeah. So that's kind of how the friendship blossomed. And honestly, if we could, we would sit here and tell you the things that we did in our childhood.
But that's too embarrassing.
We could never come on camera and talk about that.
No. You'd have to pay. Maybe, send a nice price and I'll give you some of the deets.
No, personally.
No.
That could never be out there.
But we've not done... We was just like...
No, like nothing crazy.
Yeah.
We're just like stupid.
Like just embarrassing kids.
Yeah,
like
embarrassing kiddish things
stuff
that we were doing. But it definitely built a lot of memories for us. And when I think about my childhood, I remember it just being this incredibly fun place. And you know what?
Yeah.
It goes back to, and I know everybody says this, but like the children of today, the fact that they're stuck on these iPads is kind of crazy. Because the amount of stuff that we did that like built our skills
and
everything.
Like we built do you remember the little skateboard thing? Like, we yeah. built like toys, we invented in essence, something. Yeah. You know, like games, imagination. We put one
skateboard on top of another skateboard in like a cross. I think that's like crossboarding. No. Yeah, we did crossboarding.
We did crossboarding before crossboarding.
We invented that. But genuinely, we were doing it from time and like,
yeah,
we would just go and like, explore. We did a lot of role play,
like games, fantasy, like weird and like games. Yeah. But then we also did like, we had internet because we had like Habbo, RuneScape.
Oh yeah! Oh my god, those times.
That was a deep time in our life.
Yeah, that was. I remember coming home and just being like,
yeah,
I want. And I remember time. We had one computer at one point when we were really young, and then so me and my sister would have to like battle for time on the computer. And it's so sad because like one person's on Habbo, another person isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a little bit of a sad time.
We had a good childhood, and then we went to, so her sister Roger, she's older, so she went to uni first. So she moved.
Wait,
out
can
first.
I just tell a story first before we get to that?
Oh my god!
Because it's just it makes sense chronologically.
Okay.
Just to put into perspective how much we did together, I remember getting my first job. I had my first job at USC. I turned 16. I begged my dad. I was like, "Dad, please let me get a job." And he's like, "Literally, you don't need a job. Like, I'll just give you money." And I was like, "No, like, I want to be independent. I want to like make my own money." Yeah. And these times, how much was I getting paid at USC?
Like, £3.60 an hour.
That's genuinely slavery.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was crazy. £3.60 an hour.
That wouldn't even cover like my transport there. And then on lunch,
daily on the bus was like £3.50.
Literally. And then what, my lunch?
Yeah.
So why did I do
it?
Working
for free.
Yeah, but I guess it did build a lot of skills for me.
And it was our avenue to freedom.
Yeah, I guess in some instances, because you wanted to show independence to your parents. You want to show them like, hey, like, I'm not this little baby, like, that you need to look after. Like, I can't just be a person in my own right and hold it down for myself. But anyway, I remember getting this job. And then who was it that followed me first?
Is this USC?
Yeah. I feel like it was my sister.
I feel like me and her went together to the manager.
Yeah, and said like, hey,
you know, hire us too.
Hire us
too. We come as a package.
So then these two get hired and they would literally have to like put us on different areas of the shop floor.
We couldn't be together.
But yeah, they couldn't put us together because they know if we're together, we're not getting any work done.
But we'd always find a way.
We'd always like get around to each other. It wasn't just me and Rouge that are like really close. It's my sister as well. So
And Prosha,
which is another one of our friends. We like formed a group, but the reason I said my sister is because obviously that's my sister. So it even made us even closer because I'm like hanging out with my sister and my sister's also really close with this person. So maybe I feel like if maybe you were just my friend, or maybe just her friend.
Like it would have been different.
Yeah,
like
a little bit different.
You would have been coming out with us or like she would have.
Yeah, and like maybe I'd be doing things with my sister and not with you because, do you know what I mean? So the fact that you've been really close with both me and my sibling definitely played a role into, I guess, what kind of makes you feel like the third sister.
Yeah, I mean, I call your mom like my mom and like I have that relationship with your mom, with your dad, with your little
brother. Yeah, and the same goes with
like backwards.
So. Yeah, it's a very close
and even like extended family, cousins back home.
Yeah,
like we're really, if you know me,
you know them. You know what's so funny though, because I remember from my wedding tapes.
Yeah,
I told the editor like, look, like even for example in those moments, I'm like, if my sisters are in that clip, wherever my sisters are, put them in the videotape. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to explain to him I just say my sisters, like if someone's like, it's in passing, they don't really need to know the details.
It's like growing up, we used to always say like, we're cousins.
Yeah. And then you know what? We stopped saying that.
Yeah.
We stopped saying that because we wanted the people to know that we chose.
We chose this
friendship.
We're not forced here by blood. Like, you know, like it's not like a, we're friends. We're lifelong friends.
And we're such good friends that we've decided to be this close.
Put some respect on it.
Yeah, genuinely. And you know what? I actually encourage everybody to do that. Like, stop. Why is it the thing that especially like, us, like foreigners, like we do. Yeah, just like guys do it as well. Like, he's my cousin. And it's like, we need to stop doing that. Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah.
I chose this friendship.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Anyway, you were going to say, so we went to university together.
So Roger went first. So she like paved the way, you know, she fought that battle and moved out to Manchester. And then we was like, oh, well, looks like we're moving to Manchester as well. And then, because you actually weren't meant to, innit? Where was you going to go? Like,
oh
Newcastle,
my God. You know what, guys?
Them.
Something about me, right? So during my A-levels, I did chemistry, biology, and maths because I wanted to get into medicine. And I applied for medicine. I missed it by a grade, I think. In my head, I was like, I'm going to go to Newcastle. Remember, it was Newcastle. Yeah. I even went there for a weekend like to test it out. And oh my God, it was like a prison cell. It was so bad.
With like this, is that the Geordie accent?
Newcastle? I don't know. I'm really bad with UK accents. But yeah, I genuinely, you know what it is? When I went there, I'm not going to lie to you guys. It was full of just white people. Like everywhere I looked, it's white people. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to like find myself in this place. Because
we've grown up as well. Like Leeds was quite diverse.
Yeah, very diverse. Lots of different ethnicities. And like don't get me wrong, I love having white friends as well. But to be in an area where you don't see another version of you is kind of scary. It is scary. So yeah, I went there and then my dad was just like, trust me, you're going to want to be with your sisters. Like, trust me, you're going to want to do it. So he convinced me actually last minute. I applied through clearing to Manchester. I mean, I could have got into Manchester anyway, but because it was so late, like I decided I'm going to Newcastle. Like it's literally a few weeks before the term starts. So I applied through clearing to Manchester to get into biomedical science. And then, you know what? It actually turns out that they introduced a new thing that you could in your first year,
like
transfer to medicine. By my first year, I already decided that I did not want to do medicine. But yeah, so somehow by luck, and this is why I say everything happens for a reason, because I feel like if I did get into medicine, my life would have been so different. Yeah. But also if I went to Newcastle, my life would have been so different and I would have hated it. Yeah. Like my university experience is what it is because we were together.
It's true.
So to not have had that.
Nah, I can't imagine you not being there.
Yeah.
Like that would have been really, really weird.
And it was weird because it was so last minute. I had to go into student accommodation. Yeah,
like we didn't live together.
But because it was so last minute. Both the Rouges like had an apartment together because they obviously knew that they were going to be together.
Yeah.
So, and I remember, you know, I even remember that year being feeling so left out, so lonely, even though like I would literally go to theirs
all the time. I don't know why you even paid rent.
Literally all the time. Remember,
your dad used to say, or our dad used to say, they used to say like, well, why don't you just put like her bed in the living room? And they used to be dead serious. Yeah, like just so put serious. Her bed in the living room. And it's like, you guys.
And like, then I was like, where's the privacy? They were like, we'll put a nice curtain. They were even considering the privacy, putting a wall.
Where's the space?
Literally, where is the space?
That would not have worked.
But. Anyway, it was even that was like, it was great because I got to be by myself for a year and I guess I learned to be alone in a sense. Yeah. And then the next year after that, we all got an apartment together.
Yeah.
And then we actually like lived with each other
we've all lived with one another. Like
separately and together.
Yeah.
So Rouge lived with Rouge in the first year. Then we all lived together. And then
it was me and you.
Yeah. Then it was us two. And then it was me and Rouge. And then it was all of us again for 2 years.
Yeah. And then you left and then now it's me and Roger again.
Oh my God, yeah.
Guess like that.
It does. It's crazy though, because we had different experiences with being each other. And I feel like as well, you know, it's so crazy because when we were younger, we used to always say, oh my God, I wish that one day we could all just be in a house together.
Yeah. And we used to think it was so like out of reach.
Yeah. Like, I guess because we didn't think about universe. Obviously, we're so young. We're not thinking, oh, we're going to go to uni and get accommodation and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Like we were thinking this is like where... Otherwise, why would we ever need to be in a home together?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, those TikTok houses that they do, people like.
Yeah.
Like that's what we were imagining. Kind of thing.
Because what other reason would there be where we live together?
For us to be together. But I feel like doing that brought us even closer together. Yeah. And like going through, you know, it is. I think we're so close because we've gone through so many like life experiences together. Yeah, like we've lived what Roosh has lived. I have lived.
That's the one. Whenever I meet someone new and I try to like explain our relationship, I just always try to say like, yeah, we met when we was young. And then basically like to make it plain and simple, every event and every big thing in my life I have experienced with them. And that should like kind of let you know like where the relationships are. Yeah, it's true.
It's
birthdays,
crazy,
like everything
trauma. Everything. All like I'm telling you, if she's gone through it emotionally, I have gone through it emotionally.
Yeah.
But we really are each other's support system. Like think about like when something happens and it's like SOS.
Yeah.
It's SOS and like, oh my God, it's like
what?
Guys, I was going. you don't know how much this killed me. So I was going through my like Facebook when, like, literally, I'm not joking, like 4 days ago, I did a deep dive on my Facebook of like my past, like my DMs and everything. And I saw that in 2011, Rouge started a group chat with me, Rouge, and Prosha, our other friend. She comes into the group chat. She's like, we need to meet up quick because my grandma's been diagnosed with cancer and I can't stop crying because I've got that illness through my blood. It's really bad for me and I keep getting migraines and my teacher's saying I need to cheer up or I could get an illness. First of all, do you want to explain to them what this illness that's going through your blood is?
I'm anemic.
She's anemic. She made it seem like she's got this viral contagious thing. Anyway, by the way, guys, just to preface this, grandma... I'm sorry, I don't know.
Peace be upon her. Wait, no. Wait, cut that out. My grandma, it's not. Cut that out. Well, how do you say rest in peace? Peace be upon her. Oh, God.
Wait. Cut the cameras. Yeah, so her grandma, rest in peace, yeah, she did pass away. And then Prosha replies and she put, aw, sad face. She said, watch a movie. So Risha, my grandma's got cancer, she's gonna die, and you want me to watch a movie?
What was she
thinking? Like, imagine she's just coming saying, we need to meet up quick. My grandma's been diagnosed with cancer. I've got this illness going through my veins. And she's like, watch a movie.
Also, guys, I'm like 13 at this point. So, you know.
Yeah,
like,
no, we're very, very young. And then she replied to her saying, to cheer up? Like, get with the program. What do you mean? Remember that time when you told Prosha that she was,
someone in her family had passed away. So I took her to we went to a field, and like, obviously we're young, we don't know how to deal with like grief and trauma. And we took her to a field, and I just said, hit me, just take it out on me, just hit me, just get it all out and just hit me.
What is going on? Like, I'm telling you guys, like, we grew up, like, mentally, everything together. Like, we went through, we've lived so much. It's giving attachment issues. It is giving attachment issues.
We'll get into that.
Okay, so a question for you. How did you know, like, we were going to be friends for a long time? Like, at what point do you sit and think, this isn't just a passing friendship, this is something that is going to be around for 2 decades?
I'm not going to lie to you, I don't think I've ever, like, sat and thought about it like
me
that.
Neither.
Like,
me
it
neither,
was just
yeah.
something that I just... Like, you grow up with, like, your family and you're like, well, this is, like, you know, like, these are my parents and these are my cousins and these are going to be, like, my family forever. So that's just how I've...
You know what I think?
Just how I've taken it.
You know what I think it's about as well? Because in Leeds, this is, like, so we grew up in Leeds. By the way, guys, I'm in my life. I'm in Leeds. Yeah.
Hi. Oh my
God. Yeah, you know, I never mentioned this. I'm in Leeds, which is why...
which is why I'm here.
But I feel like the community, the Kurdish community in Leeds
is
so big and so tight-knit.
Them also, like, you know, like, I don't think, like, oh, I wonder if I'll know them forever. I just think, like, well, we're always going to have, like, some sort of connection.
But we formed such a close connection growing up because at one point, guys, we were all we had.
We didn't have passports. We couldn't leave the country.
You couldn't leave the country to go have holidays and go spend that with your family.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, whether you liked it or not, like, we had to make do with what we had here. And, like,
we would go to Bolton Abbey,
Scarborough. Park, yeah. We'd go on these, like, trips to, like, just those nice areas in the UK because there was nowhere to go. There was nowhere to travel. And we became so, I guess, all of us attached to each other.
Yeah, definitely.
So crazy. Definitely. We all have deep attachment issues.
Yeah.
And you know what? That brings me to a great question.
Oh my goodness.
Do you think that we would have been this close had we not have, like, had the connection of being Kurdish?
Ooh.
Right? Because if I'm going to be honest, I don't think so.
I'm deeply offended.
Do you know why though?
Why?
Because, like I just said, that these things...
But we would have never crossed paths if we weren't Kurdish.
No, so let's say we did cross paths. There's many people that I have wanted to be friends with in different areas of my life. High school, sixth form, university.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I've never...
Yeah, you've not maintained that connection.
And I'm still like friends with them, but are we as tight-knit as we were during that time? Absolutely not. I think it played a very important role. And I guess at the same time, you see this happening with many people with different ethnicities. You know, you see them come together and then they form these really lasting relationships. Yeah. Even if they're not the same ethnicity.
But the same cultural vibes.
Values.
Yeah.
And vibes.
No, because it's true. Like, I went to a high school that was predominantly white.
Yeah. Because
it was in a white area. And a lot of the times, like, when, you know, they'd be having parties and they'd be asking me to come, and I'd be like, my parents are not going to let me do that. Yeah. They'd be like, what do you mean? Like, of course they are. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. just did it. And I'm like, no, you don't get it.
Like, you don't. And you know what? It's annoying having to explain to people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you
like
know
my
what?
Parents are not abusive. Like, they're just strict. I don't know what to tell you.
You know, and also,
I'm glad they were.
Also, imagine being immigrant parents coming to a white man country where the values are not at all the same as before. And you're so worried if you release your child out into this crowd.
Into the wilderness.
Will they ever come back?
It's true. Will they?
Will they ever come back?
And I'm glad they were strict, because also I had my years of rebellion in high school.
Yeah, Rish had some rebellious years.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm glad that I had something that like brought me back, because I could have, who knows where I'd be right now? I could be backpacking in like Australia. Like,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with backpacking in Australia. You make it sound like it's the worst thing ever. I didn't expect that to come out.
I didn't expect that either, but I don't know what I mean.
You just mean you could have been out here in the streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
like you could have just been up to no good, surrounded by bad people, no ambition, you know, like making the wrong choices in life. Yeah.
Vibing.
And I guess our parents instilled such a deep thing for us that we had to like make something of ourselves.
Yeah.
And I guess it was like engraved in me as well that like you guys have to understand that our parents came here. My parents came here very, very young.
Your parents were young.
They're in their early 20s, like younger than me. And they've just come here into this new place. They've left their entire family behind. They've got not a job or anything, and they have to make something of themselves. My parents sacrificed their 20s to give us yours. Yeah, give.
Wow, that's so poetic. I think like if someone just up and took you and dropped you in a country where the norms and the values are completely different, like you're gonna trip out.
Yeah,
you're
no, but also like, you don't have money. What?
Yeah,
you've got nothing. You don't have a business. You don't have a place. Like you're figuring out everything as it happens. My parents got hustled so much.
Yeah,
they got hustled so much, and you know I remember like feeling young, and you know like alhamdulillah. We live a great life now. And I think about my little brother. He's just turned 13, by the way. So happy birthday to Lawik. His life is worlds apart to what my life was like. Not that like we were fending China's, like we were starving and had to like survive and everything. But you know, obviously things were different. Like even me, myself, I wouldn't want to ask for things and everything. And he with his chest.
Yeah.
Ask for everything. He has everything. He has everything. And you know what? I'm so happy for him. And I wouldn't ever want to feel like, you know, he should have like
struggled and
I mean, I guess character building
could use a little bit.
Could use a little bit of character building.
But also I think I'd rather he be a little spoiled.
Yeah. Than struggle.
Than struggle.
You know, it's so funny. The number one thing he hates me saying is when I was your age, and he's like, well, he's like, oh, here we go again. What are the negatives? Because obviously, how incredible and lucky we are to have each other and have this type of friendship. But what are the negatives?
I'm glad you've asked that question.
Oh, sounds like she's
because
she's been waiting
to
say
this. Something that I've only just recently come to terms with, and I don't know if it's because you know, 25, frontal lobe develops. You know, you have this new grasp on life and stuff.
But you're 26.
Okay, well, maybe mine, like, you know, maybe it takes the full 25th year to develop, all right? I feel like I kind of lost a sense of individualism along the way.
Thing is, I don't really have friends.
Oh, and that. I don't have friends. All our friends are shared, and there's about two of them.
Oh, wait, yeah, just let's actually, like, get a little bit deeper into that. All of our friends are shared. It's not like we have a friend, and then that friend is your friend. Yeah. You know what? Maybe it's more relevant for me and Rouge. We've always like somebody that's in the group, like they become part of it. Like you're mix. It's not like a, like now I want a personal friend. You know? Somebody that's just my friend. Like doesn't need to be besties with you lot as well.
Because like I don't want to, like I want to go meet them and not feel like, you know, I need to tell you and Selena or Roger, like, I don't need to tell you guys to come along because you're going to feel, like, left out. Like, I just want a friend. Like, is that all right?
So for anybody out there,
be that, my friend.
That is willing to be her friend. You heard it here first, guys. Getting Roger's DMs.
No, but it's true. Like, all our friends are shared. Everything in our life is shared.
You know what's interesting, though? Growing up, everybody would tell us this. Everybody's telling us that you guys are too attached to each other.
No, no, no. Firstly, my mum and dad loved it. My dad all the time.
Our
my
dad would be like, count.
How beautiful that you guys have known each other for so long. Like, how great.
No, because it is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm talking, like, other than our parents.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody told us, you guys are too attached to each other. You need to, like, have some sense of individualism, like you said. But we would just be like,
No.
There's nothing, like...
Simply no.
I refuse.
Like, simply no.
Because the friendship is just, you know what it is with me and Roosh especially? We've just never really fallen out.
No, we haven't. Obviously, we bicker.
Oh, like, when I say we bicker. Yeah, but the thing is, if I consider her like my sister, the way me and my sister bicker, we bicker like that. And, like, don't get me wrong, like,
me and we Roger have bicker, arguments.
Yeah, like, we all bicker.
Yeah, especially when we live together, we bicker.
Oh, you know what? I'm so glad that I don't live with you guys anymore. Yeah. I have to be so honest. But that's, I guess, a conversation for another day. But it's also sad. It's also sad. Because when we live together, it's like you're genuinely living with your best friends.
Yeah,
and
anytime
you want to go hang out,
you pop into the
you're just right there. Like, and then you didn't really feel like you had to hang out because it feels like you're hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like we intentionally have to make time and to spend time together.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, back to what we were saying. Yeah, we've never really like had a big falling out. That's why when people would tell us like you guys need to like separate a little bit, like have your own lives, we were like, well, things are great. Do you know what I mean?
Like, that's very true.
This is a great relationship. I'm not being hurt or harmed by this relationship. Yeah. So why would I ever change anything about it? But I guess it's important now that we're like we're 25 and over.
Yeah.
Her being over. I had to include the over because she's getting so old.
Okay.
That we realize that it's not about things like having to be bad
in
order to make that change. Like it is important nonetheless for us to be individuals. And
I think you getting married, moving to Dubai,
I was just about to say that.
That was like a big
shock.
Like she moved to Dubai and I was like, oh my God, okay, like I guess I need to move to Dubai.
No, genuinely, we're not joking. Ahmed was literally texting Roger and Roger like, so what are you guys going to do?
Like, how are you getting here?
Because even for him, he was like, I just need to get them over here so that she can stop crying.
So that she'll be okay.
Like, he literally flew them to Dubai for my birthday because he knew how much I needed them. That's terrible.
No, but it's also kind of cute.
It's cute, but it's like, I did genuinely need you guys. Yeah. Like, but it's been interesting to see how our friendship has developed and changed.
Yeah. You know what my thing used to be? I used to think, oh, like, I'm going to meet someone and I have to, like...
Tell them everything from the beginning.
Like, if we're going to be friends, you need to know my life. So I need to tell you, like, 20 years worth of my life. That's
I know. Like, I'm about to sit here and tell you my deepest, darkest secrets and blah, blah, blah.
But you don't need
to do that. Yeah, you don't.
Like,
because you don't need to have these deep friendships.
And also, like, you'll just get to know.
Yeah.
You'll learn these things because you'll be talking and you'll be like, oh, yeah, like...
When earlier, blah, blah, blah. Or like, I know this person because of this, this, and this. It's so true. Yeah. And I guess, in a way, that's even more beautiful because you're constantly like...
Really, really good point. Sorry. Because you know one thing that, like, I would say is a negative about our friendship?
Yeah, I know, because that's what I was going to talk about.
Go on, then.
That we've experienced everything, so there's nothing new to even talk about. Like,
no, really offended by that. Because we always have so much to talk. We're literally doing a podcast.
I know, and you know what? It was a lie because we went to Manchester like two days ago, which, by the way, guys, if my lips look a little bit puffy, I just had them done, so they're settling in. But we went because I went to go get my lips done, and I was literally thinking before the car ride, it's a 1 hour car ride there and another hour back. And I was like, we've talked so much since I've been back. We're not going to have a single thing to talk about. Are we going to just like sit and listen to music? We talked the entire time.
The stereo was not turned on.
The entire time.
Yeah.
And we could have talked more.
Yeah. But I could have parked outside your house and we could have sat and talked for a while.
What was I going to say?
Oh, yes, I have remembered. So because we've grown up together, like obviously in my head, there's like a schema, like a box that like I know you to be who I know you to be, right? But let's say in the last year, you've done a lot of personal development. There's a lot of new things about you now. I might know them and yeah, I've been around for them, but I've also got 19 years worth of like who you are in my head. Do you know what I mean? So I'm always going to be like, well, this, and this, I'm going to think this way about you. So like what I like about meeting new friends is like you have met this fresh version of me, like this version right here, right now. Like, you know, like, so say you know me when I was younger to be angry and a bit like aggy and a bit bossy and da 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 da. And I'm like, well, maybe I don't want those tags and those attachments anymore.
Call Rich bossy,
the bossy one. I don't want to be the bossy one anymore. Do you know what I mean?
You know what that's kind of like? You know, in relationships, and this is why I always tell people having a lot of history sometimes like isn't a good thing. Is. Because you've seen each other in these like younger versions of yourself. And like if you get to a place like in a relationship, if you're younger, you're like working to be the person that you want to be whilst being with this person. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you just become that person and meet that person, then you have always just been that person. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's a very good point.
Thank you.
That was great.
Yeah.
A really fun segment, which is friendship dilemmas. And I know you guys really enjoyed this in my first podcast when we did relationship dilemmas. Number one, this one's really juicy.
Oh my God, okay.
My childhood friend is in a talking stage with my brother and she doesn't know I know about it.
Okay, firstly.
That's a bit crazy. Whoa. That's
firstly, how did you find out about that? I just want to know, like, how did you find out about that?
Yeah. Also, though, I just want to think, like, is this crazy? But is it
problematic?
No, it is crazy. No, it is crazy. It is. Yeah, because
if I found out about it, that means you're hiding it.
Yeah, exactly. So why are you hiding it? Mm. You know what it is? I don't think it's a I was gonna say that I don't think it's a problem that she's talking to the brother, because it's not like she's talking to her man or to her ex or whatever. So it's okay, but at the same time, don't go out with my brother. Like, literally, there's so many people out there in the world. Don't go for my family. Because you know what? This is kind of why I wouldn't want Rouge to ever get in a relationship with any of Ahmed's friends. Because
I was thinking, where's this going?
With Lawick, my 13-year-old brother. Just because you want to keep these things separate, because it gets messy. It gets really messy. And you don't ever want to like have that thing impact your thing. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Whose side am I taking?
Yeah.
The brother?
Yeah.
Or the bestie?
Yeah.
Like, maybe my brother's actually right in this scenario, but what, I have to take your side because, do you know what I mean? Maybe you lot start moving mad. Maybe you start cheating, but that's my brother. You want me to hide for the fact from my...
So am I going to lose a best friend?
Yeah.
Or am I going to like resent my brother? Like,
let's say you lot split up.
Now what?
That's my brother. My blood.
Yeah.
What can I do?
I'm going to have to ban the bestie.
Do you know what I mean?
So you've ruined it. You've compromised our relationship just because you had a crush on my brother.
Yeah.
And also.
Firstly.
No. And also, can we just like, let's hold him accountable as well.
Oh yeah.
Why are you doing that? That's my bestie. That's a disrespect to you.
I'm going to assume that he's an elder.
Yeah.
Like he's the older brother here. So why don't you know better? But then can you expect men to know better?
Yeah, but actually, let's just say that. What if they are each other's love of each other's lives?
Then what? Yeah, so then what happens? Like, is that great? Is that amazing? Like you lot are like...
Like, are we going to stop this just because we're friends? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
be happy for you?
Yeah, because in an ideal world, they do get married and they are the loves of each other's lives. Yeah. And now my best friend is
married to my brother.
Yeah, which is my sister-in-law.
It's giving friends. It's giving Ross and, you know, Monica and all that.
Now you're my sister by law. Like, that's incredible. Great. So I guess the problem here is that she's keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
And that he's keeping it a secret.
But then it depends on your relationship with your brother, because me and my brother are not that close, realistically. Yeah. He could keep a lot of things secret from me. I wouldn't care.
Yeah. Bestie does owe you more, I guess. Yeah. Because that's someone that you have a very, obviously, close relationship with.
So what is she saying? Is she saying, like, what should I do?
How do I tell her? She didn't say nothing. She just said, this is what's happening. SOS.
If you're about it, you'll sit them both down together.
That's the only thing you should do.
But both of them together.
I would sit them both down and say, talk. I'm just going to sit here, speak. Just
depending on your relationship with your brother, though. If you're genuinely not that close to your brother.
Rich, I don't care. He's my brother. No, but you're still my brother. Do you know what I mean? Listen, he has to be somewhat in the picture for her to have ever been introduced to him. And even like...
He's her brother.
Exactly. So maybe they're not close, but obviously he's about. Rav is just never about.
It's true.
He's never not... about. Do you know what I mean? So he has to like be present true. For that's them true. To like feel like they have a crush on each other and develop feelings for each other.
Yeah.
So she does know him and is close to him at some capacity. So yes, I would sit them both down because I'm not trying to bullshit here.
Yeah.
I don't want any bullshit. Yeah. I want to know right here, right now, everything.
Yeah.
And I want to know from both of you why both of you kept it from me.
Yeah. But also, don't approach it on a, you lot sit down, what the hell, what's going on, why didn't you tell me, da-da-da-da-da, like, you don't do that, don't.
Oh, I would be fuming.
Yay, that's fine.
I would be livid. Are you joking? Which means, congratulations.
No.
When's
no,
the wedding?
No, but you see, if you go to them with anger, you know what people like that will do? They will make themselves the victim. No, you're the victim. You're going to sit down and you're going to say, guys, I found this out. I don't really appreciate it. Like, I'm really hurt. I feel really like offended that you kept this from me and really betrayed. And now you're the victim.
I want to end our friendship, but we've been friends for over 10 years.
Ooh.
You know what? Friendship breakups, guys, are just the most sticky thing ever.
First of all, sticky.
Friendship breakups are the most hurtful thing ever.
Yes.
They hurt. Really, way more than relationships. If they've known each other for 10 years, then maybe they have just grown apart. And you know, that sometimes it's really hard when you're friends with somebody for a while and maybe you don't share the same things anymore. Yeah. And like, you don't relate to each other, but and you have all this history. If she's done her really dirty, like really dirty, because it's 10 years, so either you've done me really dirty or we just don't mix anymore. These are the two scenarios. So if she's done me really dirty, I'm sorry.
Well, why do you deserve no text message, no nothing, just straight block and delete?
I might send a little bit of something to trigger her. I might be a bit controversial.
Whoa.
And leave her with a little lasting statement. But no, I feel like, you know, the best, if somebody is toxic in your life, the best way to remove that person is to just block them everywhere.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You're going to wish that you did get closure from me.
Okay, but this is really much assuming that she's done her dirty here.
Right, and we'll get on to the next point.
Go on then.
So moving, well, okay, how would you do, if she did you dirty, what would you have done?
I'd say you done me dirty.
And then what?
How could you? And then I don't want to be your friend anymore.
God, can't do all these emotions.
I don't want to do this anymore.
If it's a distance thing.
If it's a distance thing, again, like you just have to communicate. Like you just, I think if she's not done you dirty and you guys have been friends for 10 years and you just don't think that like you can be so close anymore and she's not done anything to you, then I think she, like your friendship, you owe her at least after 10 years of conversation.
But don't you think that would be an awful conversation to have?
It's very sticky. To and be like, hey, really gonna
I don't think we can relate to each other anymore.
She has to be a very specific type of person and have a very certain level of maturity to walk away from that. Like unscathed. So then just phase it out.
Just phase it out.
Do you know what I mean? Delay your responses a bit. Like, just do a little ghosty.
The thing is, you know why I feel like phasing it out works? Because it prevents confrontation.
Just run away from your problems.
No, I do think phasing it out can be bad, but at the same time, I would rather, imagine I've had 10 years of friendship with somebody. Yeah. Maybe I would feel better if it felt like maybe both of us just grew distant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like a mutual thing and we grew distant and we just spent less time with each other and naturally we just...
Yeah.
We're not as close. We're still friends, but we're not as close.
Yeah.
I guess the thing here is if she's wanting to end a 10-year relationship, it's like, are you wanting to end the friendship? Or like, are you like trying to establish a new level of friendship? Yeah. So, you know, you can be,
you can
like acquaintances or like friends that you speak every now and then, but you don't have to be like besties. So, it's a sticky one.
Obviously, ideally, you would communicate exactly how you feel, but, you know, people get awkward and we don't really like confrontation. Go on. Next dilemma.
This next one, I feel like a lot of females will like go through this in some capacity.
Okay.
Secret animosity between friends.
I see like a lot of dilemmas where they're like, you know, like I share like all my good news and I feel like she's a little jealous and da-da-da-da-da. Like it's, this is a sticky one.
You know what it is with secret animosity?
Mm.
It's just like, you know, you like as friends, like genuinely from the bottom of my heart, I want nothing but the best for yeah. you and yeah. for you to like achieve all your dreams, yeah. all your goals, like to Same. Be truly happy.
Like, what's not okay is then to be like, well, she's got it and I don't. Like, yeah. Because if anything, like when you do all this like great stuff, I'm like, oh, like I need to step up my game.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying it's to like do this motivation, with you too.
Yeah.
And also like, it's kind of like, yeah, like that's my bestie.
You know what it is though? I think it's a two-way street.
Go on.
Because for example, like within the like my success and what I've had, I've always tried to get you guys
to do it
on it.
Yeah.
And like, I won't say Ooh. My successes in a I'm better than you yeah. way.
No, of course.
So imagine if you're you that friend that is like she might be secretly jealous because you put it in her face that you've got all these things and you're doing better than her and blah, blah, blah.
And she doesn't want you to have the same things too. But then that's not animosity from her side.
Is it animosity? Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. What's the definition of that word?
Evil.
It's evil. This is honestly a really, really techie one because also I think like with jealousy, it's kind of like, you know, when you really think about it, like you can't take it too personally, mm-hmm. especially if they have been a good friend to you in the past. Mm-hmm. Because all like if anything, it's a bit of a pity thing. Like I feel so sorry for you because you're just not happy with your life.
This is why in my last podcast, I said you actually can't take most things personal because it's a reflection really of what they are going through inside.
Yeah.
And it's on genuinely, I actually feel sad for people that show jealousy because it's like I want you to want more.
Yeah.
Like you want more for yourself, but in a healthy way, first of all. And like, I want you to have more as well so that you don't ever feel like,
cause I feel like if I was like jealous of something a friend had, I'm only jealous because I think I can never have that.
Yeah.
If I think I can have that, why am I jealous?
Yeah, it's true.
If I want it, I'll just.
And you should rate yourself more.
Yeah.
And like, I can achieve anything that I want. But
then I think it's also important, like, so has this friend like always been a bit weird? Mm. Or have they like been a good friend? Like they have traits of being a good friend. Yeah. It's just certain things, like they might show a bit of jealousy towards and.
It's sad though, because you know what? When you achieve things or you hear some good news, like you want to tell your friends, you want to tell your girls, like if you don't have your girls to tell, I can't
come to you and tell you
then
who is there? You don't have to address it, but you can kind of like, you can sit down one time and be like, so like, you know, like let's have a break, like how do you feel in life right now, like are you happy, like you know, like what are your goals, like should we make a quarterly plan? Do you want to make a plan, like tell me what your goals are and like maybe we can like fix them and like, you know, we can try to go towards them, because then maybe if they feel like they have that support from you, then because maybe they feel a little bit left behind, maybe they feel like you're doing all these great things and you know, like you now think you're better than them even though you don't, maybe that's what they feel because they're insecure.
This is very, so you this know, you one could is, do that good.
Like sit them down, like, you know, so what are your life plans, like what do you want to do, like da, 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 da. And then if that doesn't fix it, then just see you later.
But what do you think about the instances where you have a friend that copies everything that you do?
I've never
experienced this personally, but I think if I did, it would drive me insane.
This one's hard because it's like the same way, like you put these joggers on and I'm like, oh my god, they're so cute, like I want them now too. Do you know what I mean?
But this is what I mean, guys, this is why our friendship is different, because I would never feel like you're copying me in a negative way,
like I'm just putting you on.
Yeah,
like this is great. You should try this.
Talking about when people were literally like genuinely buy everything that you buy, act like how you act, try to like make friends with the same people, so like essentially become you,
then you need to pretend that you're wearing all these clothes that you're not actually wearing and like give them all the like shitty suggestions that they can copy. That I don't, that's really weird. Because I'm just like, that can't truly exist.
It's kind of a compliment, I guess, because you must think I'm so incredible that you want to copy me.
Okay, but
so,
also be your own person.
Yeah, of course, like that's scary, that's giving me like, you're going to kill me later on.
I'm not gonna lie, I think
my personality,
if someone, I think I'd have to say something. Like if you was doing too much, I would just say to you like,
you need to relax.
Do you want to be me? Do you want to step into my skin?
Okay, another juicy one.
Go on.
Would you personally get with one of your friend's exes? If you're my friend and you're with somebody, that is now my brother.
Not even if you're with somebody. If you have conversed. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If you've been in the DMs, like even for 2-3 days, that's void banned. Now. I don't want it.
No, and also, like, yeah. Let's say, like, loyalty aside,
yeah,
you obviously chat to my friends, so you were feeling my friends, so, like, I can't be with you knowing that, like, do you know it's like that thing where it's like when you chat to somebody and then you meet the rest of the group and you realize that like, you got the bad one.
Yeah.
So it's like I could never be with, yeah, with you, because yeah. now yeah. we're friends, so, like, yeah. do you think that she's prettier than yeah. me, or, like, was she your yeah. first choice? Yeah. And, like, I need you to know that you saw yeah. me. No. And that was it. Like,
I think it's just an unspoken rule. Like, it's just exes are just off limits, because that's just weird. Why?
Yeah. Ew. And also, like, as me as a person, so what were you feeling him the entire time?
And putting myself in the other person's shoes, yeah, I'm never gonna, so, like, if I'm friends with you, I think very highly of you, mm-hmm. you know, like, mm-hmm. I think you're a great person because you're my friend, like, mm-hmm. I don't, you know, so, and, like, naturally humans are competitive and you're mm-hmm. going to compare mm-hmm. yourself and da da da. So I could never get with one of your exes because I'm just simply gonna think, I know you're so great mm. that, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know when you get with someone, you don't really want to know about the exes because I don't want to compare myself yeah, to your exes. Yeah, 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 now yeah. I know your ex yeah. and I know she's great and I know she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to have that comparison. Mm-hmm. And then imagine one time I come to you. Imagine I come to you with a dilemma and I'm trying to tell you something. And obviously this is your ex. And imagine you turn around to me and you're like, no, but trust me, I know him. Oh, oh my God. Get away from me. Get I don't want to know.
Oh my God. No, genuinely, I would no, want the ground to open no. up and swallow me and yeah. take me whole.
No, there's no two ways about it.
No, listen, you could never go to your friend with problems. That's it. Ever. It's done. That, like, it's finished.
Because how do I know that you don't secretly want us to break up?
So what is this showing us? If you are going to approach this person and talk to this person and have relations with this person, you are doing that on the premise that you know you are going to lose your friend.
Yeah.
So you are essentially you're choosing picking that one. That person.
Over that one.
Over that person. And is it really that deep for men? Are men Ew. Ever really that deep to do that for?
Yeah.
You should always have loyalty. Because you know what? There's so many people out there in the yeah. world. Why? That's it. There's just so many people out there in
so
the world.
So many.
Why would you do something knowing that you're going to lose something that you obviously hold dear?
And also, use your brain a little, darling, yeah? I know I trust your, like, brain, whatever.
If he
was so
yeah,
great, yeah. you would have stayed with
it's
him.
It's so true.
Clearly, he's not that great because you've not stayed with him. So why do I want him? I want your scraps. No.
Girlfriends asking too much about your relationship.
What does that mean?
You know what? It might be like, you know when you have friends that are just a bit nosy and they just want to ask lots of questions, like, maybe, like, or, like, let's say you have a falling out with your man, like, oh, like, what happened? Like, what was the reason? Or like, where do you guys meet? Like, how often do you speak?
And, okay.
You know, like, just being really nosy, I guess. You know what it is, guys? I feel like for us, maybe Roosh is having a bit of a hard time with this one because we can't relate to this, right? Because we are just so deep into each other's lives. But I do think it's interesting from different perspectives. So, for example, I was talking to my cousin yesterday
yeah.
and he was telling me that if he had a girl, he would never want his girl to go to her friends
and tell them the problems.
Tell them the problems.
I agree with that.
Mm.
To a certain extent, because think about it, if when you and Ahmed first met, yeah. if you came to me every little
no
argument,
one's saying every little argument,
oh, but
though.
The big ones, no, you have to
listen. I told him,
it's,
like,
it's giving narcissist, it's giving manipulation,
like, I promise you she's going to do
yeah.
it, because also it's not a negative thing. I told him this as well, because a lot of times the reason that you, so now the reason if I ever come to the girls about a problem that yeah. me and Ahmed are having, it's purely because I want to know their perspective yeah. without the emotions, because yeah. I need to know, am I tripping is he tripping? That's yeah. what I need to know. Like,
yeah.
And sometimes, a lot of times, you get humbled by your friends.
It's
and
true.
They tell you, no, you are You're wrong tripping. In this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so in that way, it's actually benefiting the man in this situation for her to have gone to her friends, because
yeah.
it's given them.
Yeah. Unless you know that you're in the wrong, so you don't want her to go to her friends because you know they're going to tell her the truth and you don't like that, yeah. then...
Mm. I mean, I actually think it's interesting that when women are in toxic, abusive relationships, They don't go to their friends. Yep. Because if you go and tell your friends about your problems, you know, and they're going to be like,
yeah,
are you all
you
right?
know, you're getting judged now when you go back. So you don't want to tell your friend that because you know you're going to go back.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a great point, because nothing that I tell the girls about, like, let's say even like, let's say Ahmed is wrong in the situation.
Yeah.
He's never going to be have done yeah. something that is yeah. like worthy of them yeah, being yeah, like, yeah. you must now ban this man.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like,
true.
It's never going to be that situation. So if you're worried, like, what are you worried about? That's the thing, right? So what are you worried about if you don't want your girl?
I'm sorry, but this wasn't the dilemma.
What was the dilemma?
Dilemma was her friend is asking too much
oh my God,
about
yeah. How did
her
we get
relationship
here?
Because you're going
okay,
off
well, let's conclude this first. What is the original like problem of why you don't want her to go to her friends? Like, you want her to just keep this between you and her.
Yeah.
So obviously you think that she's either going to influence you badly, or you don't want her friends to have a bad perception of you. Yeah. And like we said, if what you've done is so mad that they're going to have a bad perception of you, then you shouldn't be doing the madness in the first place.
Exactly.
And number two, it all depends on her friends.
Yeah, it does.
You know which friends to go to yeah. and you know which yeah. friends to not go to.
Yeah,
but true. Also can't relate, because that's why I only have friends that I would go to. Hence why we talk about yeah. having these deep female relationships.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go to like a surface friend that I have that doesn't really get my man. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't really do that. Like, I know like Ruge, she knows Ahmed. Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't need to like explain, oh, but you don't know him though, you know, like,
yeah,
like
yeah,
I don't need to
actually,
do all
yeah,
that. Yeah.
yeah.
So anyway, back to what she said.
Right. Her friend is asking too much about her relationship.
I mean, just set a boundary, right?
Yeah.
I think it's so important to set boundaries in all relationships.
But do you have to do, but is that going to be, is it going to make it a bit awkward? So, because could she just get away with just saying, babe, like, I just don't really want to talk about, like, I don't care to talk about this stuff with you. Like, I don't like talking about my relationship. Like, this is me and you time. Like, I don't want to, like, fix on this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, babe, like, respectfully, don't want to get into that with you. Because if you, see, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, well, why not?
Yeah,
like,
I know,
why
exactly.
don't you want to get into that with me? Like,
but I think it is important that we, you know, as humans,
yeah,
in any situation, relationship, to not always think about what we feel like doing or we don't feel like doing. Does that
yeah.
make sense? Like, a lot of times I feel like we're like, oh, well, I would be okay with this.
Yeah.
Or I don't see the problem in this.
You know what I think I would do is, like, if she, like, say we're having a conversation, should we do some role play?
Oh my God, let's
okay.
do some role play.
Okay, let's do some role play. So
okay.
I'll be the friend with the relationship and you're going to ask
okay,
me questions.
What are you called?
Pick me a name.
I was going to say.
God.
Janice, I don't know why that was the first.
I don't want to be.
Let's
can
call
be Vanessa.
Okay, let's call you Vanessa.
Okay, I'm going to call you Rachel.
Oh, Rachel just sounds like a problematic name.
Yeah.
So wait, who am I again?
So you're the one that's asking too many questions.
All right, okay.
So ask me like one. Okay, yeah, go on.
Okay. Oh my God, Vanessa.
Hi, babe.
It's so nice to see you.
I know. How have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been good. More importantly, what have you been up to?
Honestly, just same old. Just yeah. been chilling. I've started taking this like new class at the gym. It's really good. I'm loving
okay,
it.
Okay, but how's your man?
Yeah, he's all right, you know.
Yeah.
But so this new class, if you like, you know, like low impact kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know what's crazy?
What?
I heard the other day that, you know, like girls that are too close to their man, like it can cause a lot of issues. Like, do you feel like you spend too much time with him?
Ooh, babe, what are we doing now? Like, interview, is this prime time? Come on. Please, I don't want to talk about med. Like, I've had too much. Like,
yeah, but you know, I feel like this is part of the girly time, right? Like, I'll talk about my man, you talk about your man.
You don't have a man.
But I might have a man. It didn't specify anywhere that I wouldn't have a man, so I enjoy talking about my man with you. So
okay,
like,
but babe, please, like, I just, men, come on, do you want to be my friend or do you want to be my man's friend? Come on, girl, moving
listen,
on.
I'm just gonna say respectfully, hit my hand one more time, innit? hit my hand one more time, Vanessa, huh? You got a
listen,
man now.
Rachel, do you want my man?
You got a man now.
Is
you're thinking you're acting all different.
Well, I don't know, because all
so
you want to talk about
that
is my
I
want
to know how you feel about your man.
Why though?
Are you not my bestie?
Okay.
Are you not
are
my
you
bestie?
Are you writing a book? Are you doing bibliography? Is it bibliography? Biography.
Vanessa, look. like genuinely, like, as your friend, like, come here, hold my hand, come here.
I thought we didn't want to do hands.
Like, hold my hand, because I'm being level with you now, innit?
Okay,
like,
Rachel.
I'm not trying to fight you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like we're close enough to talk about these things. I feel a bit weird that you don't want to talk about these things with me. So
but
do
you
not
know
value our friendship?
But babe, I value our friendship so much that I don't want to talk about, I want to talk about me and you. I want to know what you're doing. I want to know where you're going. I want to know what stuff you're doing. I don't want to talk about home.
All
this
right.
is me and you time.
So you're trying to tell me that you don't chat to anybody about your man?
said that.
So you're chatting to people, you're choosing people that you want to talk about.
I appreciate that and I get that. But for me personally, I just don't want to have to talk about him all the time. Like, it's draining. And I feel like there's more to me and you. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't want our relationship to be centered around them. Like, we can catch up and like when something's gone down, we can talk about it. But genuinely, I'm more interested in you and myself. Mm-hmm. And I want this to be like me and you time.
You know, I didn't know that you felt that way. And I appreciate it. I just wanted you to know that I am there for you. If you want to come to me about anything.
I do, honestly. And I love that you take an interest in my life and you care about my relationship and stuff. I genuinely
do. So anyway, what was that argument about?
And then you fight her.
I hate when they do anything for male attention, like just being desperate. How do you deal with that? There's nothing worse, like the secondhand embarrassment that I feel when girls do this around guys. Like, also, like, why do you actually care about man so much that you're like craving their attention? Like,
Ew.
And you know what's the worst thing? When they will show up their friends
in front of
males.
No, you can't do that to me.
There's so many like different levels to what like how girls can be like seeking men's attention. It's so like obviously, you know what it is? For example, if you're seeking male attention by like being like in this magnetic woman and like, you know, like, do you know what I mean? Like the good part of like, you know, trying to be like this attractive person, like being yourself.
Yeah.
But it's when people are somebody else.
Yeah. And it's problematic.
And they hurt other people.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Or like, you know, it's like this whole cool girlfriend. The cool girlfriend.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than the cool girlfriend. Yeah. You want to like show that, you know, like you're okay with everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to cause you any issues. It's going to be so la-di-da fun with me. Like, I'm the cool girlfriend. You know what the cool girlfriend ends up being? Heartbroken. Because she doesn't set her boundaries. Because she's too busy being cool.
Yep.
So no, I'm not the cool girlfriend. And I'm not the cool wife.
I'm the boundaries.
I'm the boundaries. Because I'm going to protect my peace. And that's more cool than anything. The thing is, right, I just wouldn't be able to stand to be around this person.
I would just have to say it.
Because if you're putting me down to look better.
Yeah, no.
Then you're banned, like you're cancelled. But if it's the type where like I see you trying to be the cool girlfriend, like that's when I'll be like, babe, like trust me, this is not gonna turn out well. I know you must clearly value the male opinion and validation like a lot. So we need to work on that. You need to go to therapy.
See, that's presuming that you're close enough to this friend to be able to tell her stuff like that. What if this is just like a friend but you're not like that deep?
Well, then just I'm just gonna go about my day. That's why it's not relevant.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, if you're not open to doing that and getting like deep with her, I guess you could also take the approach of like, hey, like, I don't really appreciate being around.
This is what you're trying to get at. Imagine that, let's say you're at school and then this is somebody in the friendship group. She's not necessarily your friend.
Yeah.
But constantly she will put you down in front of guys and everything. Yeah. And how do you approach that? Because you're going to see her again. You can't just cut her off. Yeah. And she's not your bestie to sit her down and be like, bestie.
Yeah.
That's not good, bestie.
But what if she's not putting you down? What if she's just doing the most and it's just jarring?
And it's just jarring.
Just chill out. Like, how do you deal with that?
I don't know. I should be like, well, I feel sorry for her. What a poor, poor little girl.
Baby girl, stop.
It is like... Anyway, that's just a little reminder for you guys that you should not ever like change who you are and seek male validation. Because I promise you,
men
are attracted to women that hold it down. Like, I am who I am. Yeah. And I'm this strong, confident person that like has my own opinions. I'm not going to have to agree with your opinions just to like...
And you can't keep up this facade forever. Oh. You're going to get tired.
Yeah.
And then it's all going to come crumbling down. Mm-hmm. And that's embarrassing.
This isn't really juicy. Oh,
okay.
But I feel like it's important to talk about it. How to maintain friendships without physically seeing them often. It's relevant because obviously I live in Dubai now. You live in the UK. And it's definitely changed what our relationship is drastically. Mm-hmm. But you know what I think is a great way to put this into perspective of what our relationship is like and how well we've done to maintain the relationship.
Yeah.
When I first came here, Rouge came to my house and she came in and she greeted my mother and they're talking and everything. I from upstairs came because we were about to leave. I came downstairs, went to go get my camera or something because I'm vlogging and I just went straight past her. And then she was thinking like, No, first you were like, oh, right, like, she's just going to get something, she's going to come and, like,
and I also thought, like, maybe she's vlogging, so maybe she wants to catch, like, yeah, the authentic moment.
Yeah, but then I went to go past her again up the stairs, and she went, hello, and I was like, oh my god, this is us seeing each other for the first time in a few months, and I didn't clock that because we speak so much that I...
But we didn't. We actually didn't in the beginning.
For a period of time,
and I think, honestly, in the beginning, it was kind of like outside, out of mind. Like, I didn't want, like, it was so sad for me that I was like, I don't want to FaceTime you.
Also,
and, like,
you know what the issue is?
Group chat.
No, not just that. Like, let's say me and Rachel jump on a FaceTime call. Oh. We're on this FaceTime call, I shit you not, for 3 hours. Yeah. I one time called Roosh and I was folding my laundry.
She did
the entire time. I cleaned my entire house, folded all my laundry, I reorganized the wardrobes. Yeah. We can talk for hours and hours. Yeah. And you know what? It feels like you don't want to call again because you're like, oh, because we could just say stop, but when we're on it, we obviously don't want to stop. Like, I'm actually like sad when we have to hang up the phone. So it's like, you don't want to have to go through that cycle again. Yeah. Instead of now, I was trying to tell you and tell Celine and tell everyone, like, just jump on the phone.
Yeah.
Let's just not tell each other everything.
Yeah.
Let's just like have a 15-minute, 20-minute conversation. We can call
and
again.
Also, let's not schedule. We used to be like, oh, when are you free? When are we da-da-da? We're never free. Just pick up the phone and call. And you'll see my missed call and then you'll call me back when you can call
and
me.
And also, if you call me and I'm not free, then I'm not free. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but also voice it and don't expect that, like, because you've said it once, that that's it. Now things are going to change. It's okay if every 2 weeks you have to remind them, actually, guys, kind of miss you. Mm-hmm. Like, let's do something. You can use Snapchat. You can make, like, a shared story.
We started this thing. We were like, every day you have to send a snap.
At least one snap a day.
Of anything. Just, it could be literally anything.
Anything that you're
doing.
But
just so that we stay connected. And I guess that's kind of like a streak.
Yeah.
We actually hate streaks.
Are cool.
Yeah, but...
Do them.
Yeah, they are cool because, like, they keep people connected.
Yeah. Instead of like a coffee date, let's have a FaceTime date. Yeah. Like the same
and make
way.
Make a coffee at home.
Yeah,
and
literally you're, like, if me and you plan to like go for coffee on Friday at 3 p.m., I'm not just going to forget about that and not show up.
True.
I'm still going
to
do
That's true. It's been so much fun to have
it's
you, Rushi. I wish that like you could be in more episodes and stuff.
Every now and again.
Hopefully you guys will see her in more of the podcast episodes. Well, I hope you guys had the chance to get to know my bestie better and also like maybe learn a few things.
Yeah, I feel like it's getting to know like another avenue of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, like your relationship, like your marriage
my
is
job,
very there
and then
and your
my
job
friendships. Because like honestly, like
avenue.
Friendship is
a big part.
A huge part. And you are one of the most important people in my life.
Thank you.
Which is crazy. But it's been so lovely to have you on here. And
Thank
I'm gonna use this time to remind you guys, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, please leave a review. 5 stars.
It's preferable, but
when you're not gonna copy shit.
Say it with your chest.
We both love listening to Shits and Gigs, and that's exactly where we got that from. But 5 stars would be preferable, but obviously stay true to what you're saying. But if
you're
on YouTube,
subscribe,
leave a comment, let us know if you guys really enjoy this episode and if you want us to do more deep dives on friendships or whatever. And I guess we need to end the episode, as we always do, on what have we learned. So I'm going to let you take the reins, Roosh.
Oh my God, this is
as my
so
guest,
scary.
Not because I want time to think about
what
I've learned.
I feel like the common theme in like most of the dilemmas and like anything in our lives has been like communicating.
Yeah,
100%. And having empathy. Mm-hmm. Like being able to understand where the other person is coming from and being able to like express how you feel, but like just take the emotion out of it sometimes and just be able to say like how you feel, why you feel that way and how you want to overcome that.
I don't know how to follow that up.
Yeah.
The only way, so I guess I'll follow it up in a different perspective.
Go on.
Search for people in your life that you can feel exactly like yourself with and that you have pure relationships with, that aren't filled with drama and that really bring and add to your life, and you will have the most like healthy, fruitful relationships with these people. Is
Ooh,
fruitful
I feel like
the right
we've
word?
Learned loads of things though, because I have another thing that we've learned.
Well, you have to be quick because we're
like also like it's okay to let friendships go and to like, you know, like history doesn't mean that this has to
You're tied to this person.
Like it's okay to outgrow friends and to realize actually like this friend isn't someone that I could spend all my, like that's okay. Like you're not a bad person. And if someone does that to you also, don't take it personally.
Respect yourself and your boundaries.
Yeah.
That's also a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you. This has been lovely.
Yes. Did you have fun?
I had a great time. Oh,
I'm glad. And also, it was Rusha's birthday recently as well. So, happy birthday to Rusha as well. And with that, guys, we'll see you in the next episode. Yeah. Comment down below what you want.
She will.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll be watching.
You'll be watching. Yeah. Leave a comment of what you guys want to see in the next episode. Love you guys, millions. Bye.